The tribes seeking to open the casino are the three poorest in the state: Red Cliff, Lacoudere, and Mole Lake Sacagan Chippewa. Red Cliff Chairman Ray DePerry says this week's court ruling is a bitter disappointment for tribes in need of funds for social programs.
The federal government's not doing it. They're not giving us adequate dollars to run operations here. And our casinos that we currently have aren't providing enough revenue for us to even function decently. So we were very hopeful.
The battle over a proposed casino at the St. Croix Meadows Greyhound Track in Hudson has been raging on and off for more than a decade. An attorney for the tribes and the track owners says this week's ruling isn't going to end it.
We are going on.
Bob Freebert says allowing governors to veto federal decisions on tribal casinos is unconstitutional. He says it violates the separation of powers between state and federal government. He says governors shouldn't be allowed to second-guess the Department of Interior.
The Congress cannot just pick out one state officer and empower him with federal authority to make a state policy decision.
A governor's veto power over tribal gaming has already withstood a court challenge. A federal appeals court in Oregon upheld that provision of the federal Indian gaming law in 1993. Still, Freebert says the Hudson case should go to the Supreme Court. But a tribal casino researcher from the University of Nevada in Las Vegas says despite the legal arguments, there are good economic reasons for blocking the Hudson Casino. William Thompson authored a study on the impact the casino would have on the region before Governor Scott McCallum blocked it in 2001.
More money will flow out of the regional Hudson Minneapolis county economy than will flow in. There'll be more compulsive gambling because of this. These are justifications, so the governor didn't make his decision in a vacuum.
A spokesperson for Governor Doyle says this week's ruling is good news. Department of Administration Secretary Mark Morata says Governor Doyle has made it clear he will only approve casinos where there is strong local community support and evidence that it will benefit the state's economy.
The state has taken the position that a governor ought to be able to make that determination.
Two other lawsuits challenging the governor's casino powers are pending before the state Supreme Court. A ruling in those cases is expected sometime this summer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.